Welcome to the Influential Women Podcast, the podcast where we chat to some incredibly interesting and inspiring women. This is Nikki Bannerman, and my influential woman today is the lovely Dr. Yvonne Thompson. Thank you for your time today.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. I'm honoured to be called influential and to be on your podcast. I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, bless you. You so are influential. Dr. Yvonne Thompson, CBE, is an award-winning business leader and public speaker, the founder of WinTrade Global Talks, an executive mentor, the president of the European Federation of Black Women Business Owners, and the former chair of the Radio Academy. So, wow, you can certainly be called influential. You have done it all, Dr. Yvonne. Can I call you Yvonne? And been up working since 4 a.m. this morning.
Absolutely, absolutely. But that's what happens when, you know, you've got a very small team and you've got a very big event. We look a lot bigger than we are, which is a great achievement. I just hope that everybody comes along and enjoys, you know, the benefits of what's going to be two super days.
Well, I'm going to ask you all about that and come on to talk about WinTrade. So that's very exciting. You've given us a bit of a teaser there. Now, we met through the fabulous Radio Academy for the industry, but where have you been in lockdown?
Where have I been in lockdown? I really had to focus on my women's network, because normally we'd be meeting physically at least once a month. Then we'd be having, this time last year, we should have had our Global Summit, which is a week-long event, starting at the House of Commons, Thai Tea at the House of Lords, then hosted by MasterCard, by Deloitte, by Microsoft, by NatWest, opening the London Stock Exchange on Friday, and then having a pitch session on Friday, during the day, and then an awards dinner in the evening. That's what we should have been doing, but instead we had to, like everybody else, we had to find a way to keep our audiences engaged. It was the best of times and it was the worst of times, or worst of times and best of times. Worst of times, because everybody was in absolute panic about what is this thing, what is happening to us, what's happening to the world, how will we get through it? And it was the best of times for us because it was the opportunity to engage on a regular basis globally, where people can literally sit in the comfort of their own home and talk to us, you know, network, do all the things that we might have done physically. The only thing we didn't do, we didn't have the physical summit and the awards last year, but we're doing that this year.
Amazing, amazing. And are you in London, or where are you based?
I'm based in sunny Brixton.
Oh, sunny Brixton, cool. And it is sunny today, isn't it? Well, it probably wasn't at 4 o'clock in the morning, I'm not sure. So incredible. And panic is the word, because, and well, I think we're still in panic or post-traumatic stress now, in that we're thinking, gosh, is it ever going to end? Or is it a bad dream? But we're all dealing with huge challenges right now. But your incredible leadership and visionary ideas, do you have any mindset tips for what we should be doing with your incredible experience, what we should be doing with ourself or our businesses as bounce back? Because we're floundering and fearful right now, aren't we? And I know you're a coach and a mentor. So what can we do say to G everyone up?
Well, and it's another quote, it's not my original, but, you know, as far as mindset is concerned, throughout this whole 18 months or whatever it is we've been going through it now, you can be bitter and do nothing, or you can be better and be creative. So you can be bitter or you can be better, and you choose. And whatever you choose and whatever you believe is what will be your reality.
That's so true. And that's a lovely expression, isn't it? You know, in all sorts of things in our lives, that because we can be all grumpy and full of negative energy and just sort of say it's not fair, but it's all very childish, isn't it? We could just think, actually, we've got a lot of things that, you know, a lot of people are suffering hugely.
So much to be grateful for. I mean, I know, you know, I really thought that I would get through this whole period without being, I want to say, personally affected, but I mean, everybody's personally affected, because we all know somebody that's been badly affect it. Yeah. But about a month ago, my sister died. And then a week later, my aunt died. So I had two family bereavements within 1 week, and you know, two deaths and two funerals to deal with.
Oh, and really strange funerals as well, that really sort of incredibly intimate but very strange.
Yeah, with my sister it had to be Zoom because my sister's based in Canada and we couldn't fly to Canada. But we were very lucky, if you want to call it lucky, and grateful that we were able to bury my aunt on an incredibly sunny, beautiful, one of the best days in June, probably one of the best days this year. Beautiful, beautiful day. So we were very grateful for that much.
Gosh,
but, you know, you think of so many who just do not even get the opportunity. So gratitude is, you know, what I'm all about.
Well, that's incredible. Particularly, I'm so sorry to hear about the loss of your sister. And actually, you know, this adversity, this podcast is about overcoming adversity and how to fight back and showing gratitude and things like you are showing that bravery in times of that are hard and struggles, because it can help other women or men be uplifted and bounce back from their challenges. So gosh, I'm so sorry you went through that. And you know, in terms of businesses, women have been massively affected, and are more women coming to you in lockdown saying please help with starting businesses? And I know you've got your incredible networking we're going to chat more about, but
yeah, it's been absolutely, I mean, it's been crazy, but it's also shown the need, because women are, you know, more affected by this whole lockdown for various reasons. The fact that sometimes the women are the main breadwinner in the house. They are definitely probably the financial manager of the house. They are the, you know, management for the kids. It's just everything. Yeah, and then, of course, we've all heard about, you know, the domestic abuse that's gone on because of lockdown. Mm-hmm. So, again, women. But having said that, it's not only women that have been domestically abused, but the majority would have been.
Yes.
So we've been able to give some light relief, some learning, and hopefully some inspiration to women every Thursday. Since about this time last year, we started doing WinTrade Global Talks every Thursday, and we call it's the best lunchtime guest you'll have this week, or it's your front row seat to inspiration. And our guests are bound to leave you speechless. Their commitment is they will leave you speechless.
And was that obviously an idea where you pivoted during lockdown to create those empowering talks for women?
We had to. Well, I mean, you know, it's either you find something, what I would say, quick, clean and useful, which we have people coming back week after week after week after week. I mean, we started with the Minister for Business, the Small Business Minister, last year. We had over 1,000 registrations, and it just showed how much people needed to just find out what was going on.
Yes, and direction. You know, it's almost become, you know, we need guidance, don't we, in terms of
you need guidance, you need support, you need to know that you're not alone in all this.
Yes.
You need to know that you're doing the right thing, going down the right road, going in the right direction. So week after week, we had great speakers, from the minister to Nicola Mendelsohn, who's the vice chair of Facebook, who was going through her own adversity. I mean, I don't think she'd mind me saying, but she does have myeloma cancer. So for somebody to be doing that and still caring and being there every single day, she was phenomenal, a phenomenal inspiration. We've had over 50 talks.
Amazing. And the podcast.
And the podcast.
Yeah, so you've been doing it all. Well, in fact, I listened to one. Well, you had Lynn Franks on, who has been an influential woman with us as well. She's amazing. And I love your hashtag, look who is talking. That was fun, wasn't it? And I listened to your Nike podcast, you know, because it's a global business women's network community.
Oh, no, that was, hold on one moment. It was Shanin.
That's it, Shanin, the guest talking about the multidimensional women and how no dreams are crazy. And she said some of the things that don't wait to live your unsurmountable dream and passions or till tragedy strikes, but that crazy dreams keep you sane and busy. And her obviously following the motto tagline, just do it, which is uplifting, isn't it? Speak up and show up. And this will empower a lot of women out there, you know, because of your work has been incredible. A lot of your work is focused on women-owned businesses, as well as diversity and gender equality in the workplace. But you've had an official day named after you by the mayor in America. Is it Texas?
Oh, that was some time ago. I think it was 2004, and it was quite incredible, you know. Going up and receiving this proclamation.
Wow.
Framed, and I think I've even got a picture with him somewhere. But yeah.
Well, it wasn't just a long time ago. It's every year as well, isn't it? Is it the 4th of January?
Well, it is. I mean, it was
Thompson Day in Texas. That's awesome, isn't it? Are you proud of that? You must be.
I am. My only regret is I can't get there every year to celebrate.
Oh, yes, to go to Texas next year. Well, next January you will be able to probably.
You never know.
Gosh, what a legacy as well. Wow. You are in the history books, but you are really ahead of the game in championing women and diversity. You've received both the European Women of Achievement Award back in 2001. So you were so way ahead of helping women, and the 2003 Queen's Birthday Honours, appointed a Commander of the Order of the British Empire, CBE, which is so touching, you know, for services to Black and ethnic minority business. That's so incredible. I'm so humbled to meet you with all these accolades, bless you. Are you proud of yourself? You must be.
Well, you know, you don't kind of get up and say, oh, I'm so proud of that. You just get on with it.
Do it. Yes, just get on with it. And keep that humility. But you've paved the way for so many.
Well, I think that is one thing. And you know, you go back, I would go back and say, you know, I'm glad I did what I did to show others that it is possible.
Yeah.
And that's what it's all about. You know, I wrote a book about women on boards, the 7 traits of highly successful women on boards. And in there, I talk about real models, not role models, because for me, we're real. I'm not playing a role. This is real life. This is what I'm doing.
Gosh, that's so brilliant.
You know, it's about real models, not role models.
Definitely. And you talked about resilience and emotional intelligence, didn't you? The 7 traits of highly successful women on boards. And those are so important right now, aren't they? And you brought your gender equality and business expertise together in that, didn't you? And I saw an article about your book and International Women's Day, and I didn't realise it's a public holiday for women in places in China and Russia and Vietnam and Bulgaria, isn't it? But we haven't got one yet.
Yeah, well, we need to start campaigning for a public
holiday. There we are. We'll do that. Let's have a day off. Shall we have it on your Yvonne Thompson Day?
Well, no, we've got to have it on the 8th
on
of March. And then,
Day.
Yeah,
March.
Absolutely.
Yes, that's when we need it. We should make a worldwide one, shouldn't we? We'll start hashtag. We'll do that. Laying down a challenge to society and to do that. Now, you always wanted to be a medical doctor, but became a twice over honorary doctorate anyway. So we still can call you doctor. So you always saw yourself as being called doctor.
Well, the thing is, my eldest sister was a nurse, and I was always in awe of her. And then as I grow older, I thought, well, let me do one better. Let me become a doctor. But, you know, after doing back in those days, many years ago, we would do something called the State Registered Nurse Certification, which I did at college. And then I just kind of suddenly lost interest. But as far as I'm concerned, what I do is very much still in the caring profession, you know, working with women in business. I went into PR, and again, that's about caring for people's profiles. And so for me, it was still very much about caring. Yes. So when the honorary doctorate came along, oh, I said, okay, you know, it's I'm still doing what I wanted to do in a kind of a way. And then when the second one came along, I thought, yes, well, now I know for sure.
You're definitely one. And one's from London Metropolitan University and one from Plymouth for your work with small business, minorities and women-owned businesses and for global diversity and gender equality in the workplace. That is brilliant. Well-deserved, Dr. Yvonne. I'm going to just call you Dr. Yvonne.
So I say to everybody now, just call me Dr. Doctor.
Oh, yes, double doctor, Dr. Doctor. So as you know, the Influential Women podcast, we've talked about some of the adversity. Is there any other adversity that you'd like to discuss?
Well, I think we talked about women in business and, you know, or women in starting their own businesses. But for me, as part of my whole passion, you know, the whole diversity issues, there's just so much that's happened during the past year. It's unbelievable. You'll know at my time at the Radio Academy, I still don't think there are enough women in radio, and certainly not enough women in radio in the higher echelons. But it's also the same for minorities when we start talking about, you know, Black and ethnic minority people in the media generally, not just in radio and television. And that's led to me taking on another role, which I'll tell you about in a moment. But of course, you know, at the Radio Academy, I did two podcasts about it wasn't really about Black Lives Matter, but it was around that whole time because everybody was thinking, what do we do? How do we, you know, how do we talk about it? And there are ways of talking about it, you know. So what we did, two podcasts, one for Black and actually we did four podcasts, but we did two series, one for African Caribbeans and one for Asians, South Asians. So which all went down really well. And then we continued, which were the ones that I was mostly involved with, but we carried on with the diversity thread, and we did one for disabled or less able-bodied, and then we did one for LGBT. And I'm really hoping, and I'm watching, I don't think I saw anything as a follow-up for the Radio Academy. I was hoping that they would do a year on. I've got to double check, but I think I would have seen it. I haven't seen it.
Oh, well, hopefully they will. And hopefully, you know, we could send them this and hopefully they will, you know, re-promote that because you've done so much.
When you're no longer chairing an organisation, the person in situ really needs to take the lead and move it on and make it their term. Yeah. You know, the whole diversity thing was my term.
These issues are important though, and the world has thrown up so many important issues as the world's changed and pivoted. It's highlighted and brought, you know, these to people's attention, which is what should be happening. And you have been described as Britain's first Black self-made woman millionaire. And was there a TV programme on Channel 4? And how did that happen? Was it sheer determination, hard work, just your visions?
Well, it was mostly to do with the radio station. I don't know if you remember that I was the founder or one of the founders of Choice FM, which was the first Black-owned commercial 24-hour radio station. And we went on air, I think it was March 1990. In fact, I now live where the radio station used to be because they turned the building into like warehouse-type housing or apartments or whatever. So I now live where Choice FM was launched.
Wow.
And the 31st of March this year was 31 years since Choice FM was launched. And we've got a blue plaque outside my house now.
with your name on it.
No, with Choice of Bem on it.
And they've been bought since, haven't they? You know, and you were known for your incredible first, the first music editor for the UK's first black monthly glossy magazine, Root, founder and director of the UK's first black music radio station, Choice FM, and the first black-owned PR company, and the UK's first black women business network. So you have championed the way.
40 years ago, it was easy to be the first.
I don't believe it.
You know, but it's kind of moved on. There are so many brilliant young people coming to the fore now, doing so incredible, such incredible things. You know, I'm of a previous generation, and I'm sitting back and watching all the brilliance happen, because there are young, brilliant black people out there, as well as young, brilliant white people.
You're so humble. Yeah.
You're so humble. But you've got the energy to get up at 4 o'clock in the morning. And we don't believe all those years ago.
For me, passion gives you energy. And I say my passion keeps me up late at night, and passion wakes me up early in the morning, and sleep gets in the way.
Oh, I know. It's amazing. And like some of, you know, the big prime ministers and leaders, you know, they live on such a small amount of sleep and a huge amount of energy. Incredible. You've got to. So you've changed the industry. Which strong women or men have inspired you then?
Well, do you know, I mean, usually the answer would be people like Nelson Mandela and Oprah Winfrey and all the people that you think you would say. But for me, you kind of expect this, but for me, my passion, my influence was my mother. My mother, I called her a domestic engineer. She was a domestic goddess engineer, because she had six children to look after, and sometimes we would even say seven if you included my dad.
Wow. And this was in South America you grew up, didn't you?
No. I grew up here. We moved to the UK back in 1961, I think it was. You know, and I often talk about it was the time when it was still legal for landlords to have those notices on their doors that said, no Irish, no dogs, no blacks. And we were always at the bottom of the list. So, well, maybe you're too young to know that.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, that's when we moved. And despite all of those, I mean, despite being invited by the Queen, put out a call to the Caribbean, to the Commonwealth, say, come and help us rebuild the motherland. My parents arrived here thinking, oh, we'll be welcome with opened arms. But, you know, we landed here, couldn't find somewhere to live. They eventually found two rooms, not two bedrooms, but two rooms in a basement flat in Battersea, right under what was still the live power station. Yes, at that time it was still live. And I say, if only we knew then what we know now about property prices, we would have bought that house.
Oh, yes, we bought the whole thing.
Wow. And how wonderful to be inspired by your mum and Oprah, you mentioned. But you didn't mention that you've actually met Mrs. O a few years ago, didn't you? And I think I saw a photo.
That was Obama, yes.
Oh, that was Mrs. Obama you've met as well.
No, I didn't meet Oprah.
You haven't met Oprah.
Well, that was a funny story, because I couldn't get a ticket for her last event, her second to last live event.
The coming tour.
That's right. And I happened to know somebody who knew somebody. And I wrote to them and said, oh, we can't get tickets in London. Can you get us any tickets? Blah, 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 blah. And they said, no, sorry. And I thought, okay, all sold out. I mean, we were something like, I think it was 7,000th waiting on the line or something ridiculous. So that was never going to happen. And then February, I got an email in my inbox saying, from the office of Michelle Obama, and I fell off my chair.
She's such an inspiration, isn't she?
I thought someone was having a laugh. But no, they invited us. We were invited backstage. We got pictures with her.
Really?
She's very tall. She's very tall.
And very beautiful as well.
Very beautiful.
So talented.
Yeah. You know, you're both role models, real models, role models. You've an Oprah, who one day I'll talk to her as well. And
just ask.
Shall I? If you're ever, yes, I'll try. So amazing. So dream come true for that. So did you meet the Queen as well for your CBE?
Oh, yes.
Of course.
The Queen a couple of times, yes.
Oh,
and Prince Charles and Prince Philip.
Wow. Oh, Prince Philip, bless him. Amazing. So you've met all these incredible people. So you talk about your passions in terms of your work being your passion. Do you have any hobbies or have any time off for anything?
I'm in my mind, I'm very athletic, and I used to be quite athletic. I've run 2 London marathons.
Wow.
I've got 2 medals for 2 London. I was hoping to do a third, but then I had to have an operation on my foot, and then my knee went and all sorts went. So I haven't achieved my third yet.
You've done 2 though, girl.
I used to roller skate. I need to try to get back on the ice skate.
Oh,
I need to
brilliant.
Get back on the ice. I'm quite athletic. As I say, in my mind, I'm just not doing it at the moment.
You are.
I will.
Amazing. And up so early. And you're in the gym as well, sometimes really early as well, aren't you? And you chair so many companies. And incredible. So you mentioned there was something new that you were going to come on to that you're doing.
I've just taken on the role as chair of something called OKRI, which is the Open Knowledge Research for Entertainment. It's a charity. It's part of the Wellcome Trust. And it's very exciting. It's really about looking at research across the entertainment industry, especially around equality and diversity. Of course, it's the equality and diversity bit. And the fact that I started my working life in the entertainment industry at the record companies.
Oh, cool.
So it's kind of gone round in a circle.
Yes, in a perfect circle.
And then that will help with television and broadcast and everything as well. Fantastic. Oh, congratulations. And do you want to just tell us when your summit is and what people have to do?
Yeah, so as I said, because we can't do a live summit, we're doing a virtual summit on the 14th and 15th of July. We've got some incredible speakers. It's about women, but everybody can join in. We've got our usual great speakers like Her Highness from Oman, who's one of our patrons. We've got Holly Branson, we've got Nicola Mendelssohn, we've got Anne Cairns from MasterCard, we've got Suki Thompson, who talks about reset. That's going to be a really good session, talking about
reset.
Mindset.
Amazing. You've got a really full lineup. And is this so people pay for the tickets to do it virtually?
Oh, that would be lovely. Yes, thank you. We shall do that as a shout out.
So we'll put the information underneath the podcast.
Lovely. That's so kind. So do you have a mantra for living your life then?
Do you know, during lockdown, I've learned so much. And my daughter, talk about inspiration. My daughter is one of my biggest inspirations, along with my partner, who during lockdown, you think a lot of people kind of get fed up with their partners and can't wait to get away. During my lockdown, we've grown closer than ever, even though we've been together for 15 years.
So
with my, and I think it's all about knowing how you can stay together in, you know, seeing each other day after day for however long and still wake up with love.
Wow, what's the secret then? Wake up with love, that's your mantra. What's the secret?
My secret is he agrees with me a lot.
That's the answer then, because we have some men listening, actually. About a quarter of our audience is men wanting to know why women are influential and how to help or how to get involved. Or interesting, yes.
Yeah, I wish we did have a little bit longer to talk about things because, you know, one of our podcasts, actually, just to go back a little bit, one of our podcasts is, did I mention the M word? And it was all about the menopause. And we had so many men joining in.
Really?
Oh, yes. It was quite a learning, both for men and for women and for young people, yes. Young women who have never been told about this.
Yes, it's confusing, but, isn't it? And all women go through it, and the men have to too.
And the men have to too. And there is a male menopause, there is a male andropause. And
yes, they go through it too, even though they would deny that, wouldn't they? But they can't blame us anymore. Amazing.
The secret is about understanding each other, and that particular talk really helped, I think, a lot.
Oh, how brilliant.
Oh, well, we have to do another chat another time, because I know your schedule today. I mean, I was stressed out by your schedule today, so but it was incredible that you've squeezed us in.
Thank you. And yeah, as I said, I will make sure that you get a link, and I think we'll give some tickets away,
so kind,
and get them. We'll get some of the audience engaged. So that is your next goal, then. And lastly, what key message would you give to inspire and influence women or men listening out there to help them in and beyond lockdown, if it ever ends?
I think it goes back to what I said originally. You know, in times of challenge or times of stress, you can choose what you do. You can choose to be bitter, or you can choose to be better.
That's so true. And that's a lovely thought to leave everyone with. Thank you so much for that. And to go touch on what your Nike guest on one of your podcasts, the Wind Trade podcast, was saying, go slow if you want to go fast. Structure is your friend. Surround yourself with the right people. I thought that was great advice too. Thank you so much. It's important to follow your heart and help others like you do. Thank you so much for sharing your amazing life, your amazing work, being at the leading edge of helping and empowering women, supporting inclusivity and equality and diversity to each and every one of us. It's been lovely to chat to you today. Thank you for your inspiring chat and squeezing me into your busy schedule with nightmare technology and WhatsApping at 4 a.m. You were saying, are you up? And I was thinking, oh my God. So it's incredible. It's been lovely to talk to you. The Influential Women's Podcast is founded, hosted and exec produced by Nikki Bannerman and produced by Safran Mirza. Please contact us to share your views and thoughts on Instagram and share this podcast with others to join our uplifting conversation. Thank you so much, Dr. Yvonne Thompson. Thank you. Have a lovely day.